Vivek Ramaswamy joining us. Good morning, New Hampshire, the Pulse of an Age. Vivek, I just want to ask you, knowing what you know about the charges, the DOJ, by the way, 5+ years they had this case, not months, 5 years or more, with Hunter Biden. If my last name was Ramaswamy or Heath, or your last name, and we had the same, filing charge of lying, falsifying, and the federal income tax charges, do you think if your last name was Ramaswamy or Heath, that we'd get these bumped down to a misdemeanor and a plea bargain with probation, no jail time, because our, you know, our last name's maybe not Biden? Do you think you and I could do that?
I think ordinary citizens like us would be 3 years into our first prison term already, Jack. That's the reality of it. But there's something even deeper going on here, which is that look at the other charges that they've sat on for a long time. Look at what Chuck Grassley recently said he has reports of. For 10 years, the payments that Burisma allegedly made to Hunter Biden with actual audio tapes, the FBI sat on that. But I think the deeper point, Jack, is that they brought this right after the Trump indictment, and that's not an accident. That's providing air cover to the DOJ because of my criticisms publicly and criticisms of others like me, they suffered charges of politicization. So what they wanted to show is a basic fig leaf that said, no, we went after Trump. Well, guess what? We have something here for Biden, too. But even of the things that Hunter Biden did, and these were bad enough, and ordinary people like you and I would already be paying the price for it, but it's minor compared to the other things that Hunter Biden still has done that the FBI has sat on for 10 years. And then they just doled this out like a token, like a fig leaf, to provide themselves air cover against the otherwise obvious allegations of politicization against one political party. So this is a game. I think it takes leaders to be able to cut through it beyond just the standard Republican talking points to get to the bottom of what's going on. And I think the bottom of what's going on is this is a fundamentally corrupt agency using a smokescreen to deflect accountability from the truth of what they're actually doing.
Vivek Ramaswamy, you just touched upon where I wanted to go next. As a Republican presidential candidate, do you raise questions about the credibility of the Department of Justice at this point or not?
I do. I think the relationship between the FBI and the Department of Justice is a major problem. And I have a vision for how to address it. I think it actually starts with a lot, large part, with the FBI. Because the Department of Justice does have at least turnovers in the U.S. attorneys across the country with changes in administration. The FBI is a fundamental rot today, Jack. And so what I've said is that as U.S. president, I will shut down the FBI. And I think that that's far less scary than it sounds.
But how do you do that? How do you do that?
Yeah, how do I do it, legally or mechanically? I can answer both.
Both.
Okay, so legally, let's talk about this. The U.S. president absolutely has authority to run the executive branch of the government. There's a statute called 5 U.S.C. 3302. That gives the president the authority to actually oversee the regulations governing hiring of anyone in the federal departments. There's also a 1977 Presidential Reorganization Act that says you get to reorganize the government as long as you're reducing redundant agencies. So that then begs the question of, is the FBI redundant? And the case I would make is, yes, absolutely it is. Because at the local level, you have local police and local prosecutors. You don't have a giant investigative agency sitting in between. At the federal level, you've got the U.S. Marshals, which by any measure I don't think is a corrupt institution in the same way the FBI is. They just enforce the actual final end of the arrest. And then you have the Department of Justice, which has issues of its own, which I'll come back to, but the FBI is the rock that we can shut down. By the way, the drug cases that the DEA pursues are totally in a parallel track in a separate echo chamber from the drug cases pursued by the FBI. That's sheer inefficiency. So the 1977 Presidential Reorganization Act was created to tackle that kind of inefficiency. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of president I'm going to be, Jack, is I'm going to take nothing for granted. I'm going to start with a clean slate, but with a strong foundation and understanding of the law and Constitution, I will actually shut down the corrupt parts of the administrative state. And that's, I know, a slogan for many Republicans over the years, but I think we require both an outsider as well as somebody who has a deep first personal understanding of the law and the Constitution right. to actually get this done. And that's part of what motivates me to do this.
Vivek Ramaswamy, New Hampshire Journal poll last week after the arraignment, after the charging or arresting and the indictments of former President Donald Trump in Miami, after all that on the classified documents probe DOJ, speaking of DOJ, 900 respondents here, according to New Hampshire Journal's poll of likely Republican presidential primary voters. 47% said they'd still vote for Trump. The next closest was Ron DeSantis of Florida, I think at 13. I think then Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, you did show up on that, but single digits compared to that. Does Donald Trump win this nomination at this point in your mind or not?
Not necessarily. I think that's for the voters of this country to decide. But I don't want to eliminate him by really have a federal administrative state get in the way. I want the people of this country to make that decision. Now, I'm in this race, Jack, to take much of the America First agenda to the next level, even further than Donald Trump did. I would have made different judgments than Trump made, even as it relates to these documents. I'm running for president in part because I would make different judgments than Trump. But if that judgment is not the same thing as a crime, and yes, it would be more convenient for me if Trump wasn't in this race, but I stand on the side of principles over politics. And Jack, I also tell you this, mark my words, the debate stage this fall, starting in late August, will turn this race upside down. I think that's where we define what we stand for why we stand for it.
Will you get on that debate stage, given the criteria of the RNC?
Absolutely. Yeah, so we blew it out actually 3 months even before hitting the deadline. So that shows you how well, and I've never had a political donation in my life before. We already crossed 50,000 some odd donations,
okay,
and it's only 40,000 to qualify.
Real quickly,
we'll turn that debate stage upside down.
Real quickly, Vivek Ramaswamy, I want to ask you this. Last night, Neil Vivek was on earlier from St. Anson College. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the Democrat side, you know, he's running for president, packed the Dana Center. Neil said, and Neil's done a ton of these, line was out the door, literally out the door. Place was packed. I've always found that that's a real sign of grassroots. What does that say about the Biden reelection efforts in New Hampshire among Democrats?
It says that the Democrats are desperate for somebody else. What's going on is the managerial class in the Democratic Party is propping up Biden as a sort of puppet. His cognitive deficits are actually a feature to them. They're not a bug. But I think the actual grassroots base in the Democratic Party is hungry for some level of authenticity. And so I think the establishment does exist in both the Republican and the Democratic Party. I think the managerial class exists in both parties. But right now in the Democratic Party, because you have an incumbent, they're all in for Biden. In the Republican Party, it's a little bit more distributed. But either way, I think in both parties, what we're going to need is a grassroots uprising. That's what I'm aiming to lead on the Republican side, and I'm glad that RFK is actually bringing it as opposed to otherwise silence on the Democratic side.
All right, the website?
Website is vivek2024.com, V-I-V-E-K 2024.com, right. And we go into details on the policies there.
Thanks for being on. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.